Okay, the Midrash in this week's parasha, after describing the paths that Yaakov and Esav took as they reached the age of 13, they reached the age of Bar Mitzvah, records that when a child reaches Bar Mitzvah, his father is supposed to say a bracha, Baruch Sheptarani Me'onsho Shelazeh, right, thank you for exempting me from the punishment of this child. And the question, so we'll take just a few minutes to talk about this bracha, in the minhag of saying it, not saying it, exactly how we say it, and the like. So, like I said, it appears in the Midrash that when your child, when your son reaches Bar Mitzvah, you should say Baruch Sheptarani Me'onsho Shelazeh. When it appears in the Maharil actually says you should say the bracha b'shem u'malchut with a full bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem. However, there is a tendency in poskim, even though we don't follow this consistently, that if a bracha does not appear in the Gemara, we don't say it b'shem u'malchut, we don't say it as a full bracha. And therefore, the Ramah, writing in Arachayim, Simon Reish Chav Hei, says the minhag is to say the bracha without shem u'malchut, just as a baruch sheptarani me'onsho shelazeh. However, the Grah and the Chayadam both say that this rule, that we don't make a full bracha that isn't found in the Gemara, only applies to bracha that aren't found in other texts from the rabbinic period. And since this bracha appears in the Midrash, they think it doesn't fall under that rule, and therefore they endorse the minhag as it appears, the Maharil, of saying it with Shem U'malchot, Baruch Atah Hashem, and not just Baruch Sheptarani Me'onsho Shelazeh. And the Mishneh Berurah and Siman Reish Chav Hei cites both of these minhagim as legitimate, both that of the Ramah, to say it without Shem Hashem, and the minhag of the Gran, the Chayatim, to say it with Shem Hashem. Now, why? What does the bracha mean? So the Magen Avraham there in Siman Reish Chav Hei quotes two reasons. One understanding of the bracha is Baruch Sheptarani Me'onsho Shelazeh means that until the mitzvah, a boy reaches 13, the father is required to be machanechem, the father is required to educate him in mitzvot. Once the child reaches 13, he's an adult, and therefore he's responsible to teach himself the Torah, to make sure he does the mitzvah himself. His father obviously should still be involved, but the primary mitzvah of chinuch ends at 13, and therefore the father says, Baruch Sheptarani Me'onsho Shelazeh, thank you, God, I'm thankful that I've reached the point where I'm no longer the primary person responsible for the child's education. The child is responsible for his own education. The Levush, however, says that the reason you make the bracha is because children under 13 can be punished for their father's sins. And the bracha doesn't mean thank you for exempting me from educating him and therefore being responsible for what he does, but rather thank you that now my child is no longer responsible for what I do. Now, if that were the case, it would make more sense for the child to make the bracha rather than the father. And there in fact is one of the Talmidim of the Arizal, the Shach, not the normal Shach of Shabtai HaKohen Rappaport, but the Shach Al HaTorah. So Talmud of the Arizal actually writes that is the minhag, that the son makes the bracha, not the father. But kamuvan, that is not the minhag. The minhag is that the father makes the bracha. The later Achronim note several possible implications of these two possibilities. So, for example, what if someone has a child that they're raising who they are responsible for their education in a practical sense, but they aren't their biological father, be that an adopted parent, a step-parent, a grandfather raising a child, whatever the case may be. So some of the later Achronim, if you look in the Shoel and Vidorshin, Siman Hey, he notes that these questions may depend on which reason you take. If it's said because there's this metaphysical connection and the child is punished for his father's sins, that's only true of his father. But if it's a bracha that you thank God and say, thank you for giving over to the child his responsibility to educate himself, it's no longer on my shoulders. So then, it may be that an adopted father, a stepfather and the like, should make the bracha. And again, since we make the minhag of most people to say without shem u'malchut, right, we can, right, if one wants to make the bracha, there doesn't seem to be a strong reason to oppose it. The last thing I'll note, there are many different discussions in poskim, but when saying it, do we say it in shul? Does the child have to be present? The last thing I'll just note is what about daughters? So the Eishel Avram, the Prima Gadim, writes that the minhag is not to say it for daughters, and the reason he says is because the primary mitzvah of chinuch As the Gemara notes in Kiddushin, is to one's sons. Right? Teaching Torah is primarily to one's son who has the formal mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Rav Moshe Feinstein, in Chaim Chelek Ben, Tshuvat Tzadi Zayin, suggests that maybe the reason one wouldn't say it for daughters is because the bracha is made in public, because now your child is visibly a bar mitzvah. He's taking on mitzvah in a public way, and therefore the father is declaring publicly, we've moved to a different stage of our relationship. Daughters, even though they become obligated in mitzvot, it isn't as public. On the other hand, Rav Avadya Yosef and Yabi Omer, Chelek Vav, Tshuva Chavtes, writes that he thinks this is not true. He said it may be true that the formal mitzvot of chinuch are different between sons and daughters, but how can you say you're not obligated to teach your daughter mitzvot? Of course you are. You're obligated to train your daughter in mitzvot as well, and therefore, he says, you are chayev to teach your daughter to do mitzvot. Two, most people say it without shame of malchus. So, what's the big deal anyways? And therefore, he thinks it's worthwhile that a father should say the bracha when his daughter reaches bat mitzvah, because he was also obligated to teach her. I don't think most people do that, but if one wants to, I think Rav Avadya is correct that it is a meaningful thing to do, because it's true that we are obligated to teach all of our children to perform mitzvot, and therefore there's meaning to the bracha, whether it's you have a son or a daughter.